Harper Audio presents The Evening Spider, a novel by Emily Arsenault, performed by Bernadette Dunn and Nan McNamara. Chapter 1. A young woman's ruin and death. Mary Stannard's dead body found at Durham, Connecticut. The manner of her death unexplained. A statement implicating a clergyman. Special Dispatch to the New York Times. Hartford, September 5th, 1878. The dead body of Mary E. Stannard, 22 years old, was found at Durham near the border of Madison on Tuesday night. She had been living with her father, and on Tuesday left home to go, as she said, into the woods half a mile away after berries. As she did not return, a search was made and she was found dead in the woods, lying in a bypath on her back, with her hands folded across her breast. On the left side of her neck was a puncture wound, apparently made by a pointed knife which had severed the carotid artery and jugular vein and larynx. There was also a hole through her scalp and a severe contusion on the back of her right hand. At a coroner's inquest, a sister of the girl told this story. Mary returned from Guilford Sunday last, bringing with her 2-year-old illegitimate child, the cause of her having to leave the house where she had been at service. She was very low-spirited and said she was pregnant, and that Reverend H. H. Hayden, who lives in Rockland and preaches in the Methodist Church in Madison, was the father of the unborn child. She said further that she had informed the clergyman of her condition, and he had promised to stand by her. He called at the house at 11 o'clock on that day and made an appointment to meet her at a large rock where the body was found. The deceased left.